Park City film director Katie Wang says they've been barraged with inquiries from patrons wondering when the summer drive-in schedule would be released.
We're tentatively calling Olympic Park After Dark. So we're partnering up with the Utah Olympic Park and Dragonfly Media Technologies to create a drive-in movie experience late July, early August. These will be double features most nights. They have an LED screen that we're using so we can start before the sun goes down, which is kind of a nice change for us. And we'll have films from Teton Gravity Research, their new mountain bike film called Accomplice. Red Bull Media House will come in with climbing and backcountry features. And then Park City Film will be programming a couple Sundance Film Festival films, some from the recent festival and some from previous festivals. So.
Wang says about 100 cars can be accommodated in the Olympic Park parking lot. They're planning to leave every other parking stall empty to uphold social distancing guidelines, which are recommended by the health department. They're still finalizing screening dates, and the names of the movies will be announced Monday when tickets go on sale. They've been holding the summer drive-in screening event for the past 5 years in the K lot in Prospector Square. They'll sell front row spots for a premium, and for the sound, everyone tunes in on their FM radio. Tickets must be purchased in advance.
We're showing the film Maru, which won the 2015 Sundance Film Festival Audience Award for U.S. Documentary. And if you're not familiar with the story, it's kind of an epic tale of Conrad Anker, Jimmy Chin, and Renan Özturk and their quest to climb the Shark's Fin on Mount Maru, which is one of the most dangerous and technically complicated peaks in the Himalayas.
There won't be concessions or lawn seating available at the Prospector location. Virtual cinema is also available to stream online. They're trying to offer online Q&A opportunities with the virtual screenings. Their next available film to download is Flannery, which is an award-winning documentary.
It's a documentary about the work, life, and legacy of American author Flannery O'Connor and her distinctive style, which influenced a generation of artists. The film won the first ever Library of Congress Levine/Ken Burns Prize for Film. So, you know, if Ken Burns likes your film, that's a pretty good marker for success.
The Pollinators, a film about migratory beekeepers, can be accessed for free. They'll have a Q&A on Wednesday about Utah's bees. The panel will include an environmental biologist, a local beekeeper, and other experts to talk about the film. Details on their film lineup for the summer and a link to the online screenings can be found on parkcityfilm.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.